Representatives from Nipissing First Nation, the City of North Bay, and MP Anthony Rota's office joined together at Shabbagezik Beach to unveil a monument honoring Nipissing Nation Chief Michel Jobgijik, Shabbagezik, for whom the popular recreation area has been renamed. See related. Monument will honor Nipissing Nation Chief at Shabbagezik Beach. Chief Scott McLeod offered a guide for locals who have not quite grasped the pronunciation of the Shabbagezik family name, and NFN Councillor Joan McLeod Shabbagezik spoke about the history and legacy of Chief Michel Shabbagezik. See video. Mayor Al McDonald said, "We need to recognize our neighbor, Nipissing First Nation, and the true meaning of these traditional lands. We committed to truth and reconciliation, and this is all part of the journey. It's not just one event, it has to continue. The monument and renaming of the beach are very significant in our shared history." McDonald noted it was the late Glenn Divuono, a long-serving manager of the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce and active community volunteer, who first broached the idea of renaming Marathon Beach nearly 10 years ago. Chief McLeod credited Joan McLeod Shabbagezik for her work with the designer of the monument and her efforts in collaboration with the City of North Bay on the endeavor. "The beach renaming and monument are important and significant," he declared. "For the longest time, our history and our presence weren't even recognized. In the last decade or so, that's starting to change. It's events like this that are part of the truth and reconciliation that we need to see happening." See. Marathon No More. Council approves name change to Shabbagezik Beach. The resolution passed in May acknowledges the City of North Bay's situation on the ancestral lands of Nipissing First Nation and is intended to share the importance of the heritage and history of NFN in the North Bay community. It was brought forward by Cown. Chris Main and seconded by Cown. Mark King, and was a collaborative effort with local Indigenous community leaders,